Hey, hun, are you looking for something? Did you lose something? You didn't lose anything? Like what? Oh, I don't know. Maybe like your phone? I found it. You left it in the bathroom, unlocked. Maybe you should sit down. Yeah, a lot of interesting things left open on there. Let's see, what do we have here? Well, first we have leather, then spanking, then there's bondage, lots and lots of bondage. One thing I noticed is that it's mostly men all tied up. And not just that, but they're being teased and tortured by women. You know, I thought I knew who you were. I never expected this kind of thing from you. I just can't believe it. I can't believe you'd keep such a secret from me. I mean, Jesus, femdom? Of all things, it had to be femdom. I mean, I know you've always had a healthy sexual appetite, but I never knew you were such a filthy slut. You heard me. I'm going to ask this once, and once only, so I expect complete and total honesty from you as you look up at me standing over you. Do you want to submit to me? Yeah? Good. Because I want to be your mommy. Would you like that, baby? Do you want to be a submissive little boy and have your loving girlfriend be your mommy dom? And you're going to be very obedient for your mommy. Isn't that right, pet? Good boy. Very, very good boy. I do love you looking up at me like that. You look so sweet and desperate. And eager to please. Just the way you should always be for your mommy. Now first, I think we need to set up some rules for my little prince. Don't you agree? That's what I thought. First rule is, can you guess? That's right. No secrets. Mommy can't take care of you if you don't communicate. That brings us to our next rule. No lying. It's not very nice. Makes it impossible for our relationship to function. And most importantly, it hurts mommy's feelings. Rule 3. Little prince must always be obedient to mommy unless you say a special word and I'll stop. What's the word? I don't know, pet. You tell me. Go on, pick a word. One that you won't easily forget, and something you won't accidentally say during playtime. Sounds good, baby. That'll be your safe word. If you say that word, I won't hesitate. I'll stop everything and do anything and everything to make sure you're safe. And happy, okay? Good. Now, I'm not going to punish you exactly. We only just set up the rules. It wouldn't be fair. But I do think you should make it up to me. Well, for starters, you can get down on the ground, on all fours, and worship my legs. Convince me that you're going to be a good boy for me. Start at the tops of my feet. Kiss them. That's it. Work your way up my leg with your lips. Don't be afraid to caress them as well. They need to be properly worshipped and adored. Ah, yes. That's it. Such a good boy. Work your way over my knee. Let your lips and tongue caress my soft, velvety inner thigh while those trembling hands stroke and explore the backs of my thighs. That's enough. Don't look at me like that, you sick puppy. Tell me, are you sorry for keeping secrets from me? Yeah, so you're never going to do that again, right? You're going to be a good, obedient boy and make sure mommy knows what a filthy, sex-addicted little harlot you are, right? That's right. That's what I like to hear. You know what I also like to hear, slut? I like to hear my horny little boy beg and plead to get his mouth and tongue all over my wet pussy and devour my juices. Get to it, bitch. Oh, yeah? Keep going. I know you can do better than that. Much better. You did such a good job for me. I'm very proud of you, baby. You've more than earned your treat. Just look at how wet my panties are. How my juices create strings from my pussy to my panties as I slide them down. Go on, baby. Bury that sweet little face into my pussy. Good boy. Ah, that's it. Lick me. Eat me. Suck my clit. And lap up all my cunt honey, my sweet boy. Oh, fuck. I can tell you've really wanted this. Such an eager little boy, aren't you? Yes, my boy is such a good little pussy licker. You want mommy to come, don't you, baby? Well, that's good, sweetie, because mommy is so close. Oh, you're just so desperate for me to come all over that tongue and that pretty boy face. Ah, good boy. Lick me faster while I grind my cunt against your face harder. Smearing my juices all over your face. Eat me, you fucking slut. Eat mommy's hot pussy while she comes. Ah. good boy. Lay back on the bed. Oh, your poor cock looks painfully hard. Straining so much in those pants. Let's get those off of you. Much better. But I can tell you need to come. Your cock throbs and twitches so much when I stroke it in my hand. Not to mention all that pre-cum on the head. You need to get fucked. You need my hot, wet cunt swallowing every inch of your cock. Claiming it as mine, don't you, baby? That's right, Angel. Now, Mommy is going to get on top of you and slide you inside me. Don't you dare put your hands on my hips to guide me. Your hands belong one place and one place only. Pinned to the bed with my hands gripping your wrists as I fuck you like you've never been fucked before. Do you understand me? Good boy. See? Doesn't it feel so much better when you submit and let Mommy take control? This is what you were meant for. To be my bitch. My personal little sex toy. And be obedient to me. I know you need to come. And Mommy wants you to come. I want you to shoot every single drop of cum into my pussy. But you're not going to do it until I say you can. I'm going to count you down, okay? 5. You're mine now. This cock doesn't belong to you. This is my cock now. 4. Every dirty thought in that pretty head of yours is mine for anything I want. To act out. 3. To exploit. To use against you. Whatever I want. 2. Don't you dare come yet. You just let that load build up in your balls while my pussy squeezes and jerks your cock. 1. Do you want to come, slut? Yeah. You need it really fucking badly. Come for me. Come for Mommy. Do it now. Good boy. Very good boy. Come here and lay your head on my chest while I hold you close. You did so well. Mommy is so proud of you. Such a sweet, obedient boy for me. I know that was scary for you at first. I just want you to know that I'm here for you to protect and nurture you. I will never judge you for the things you like. You can trust me, okay? I really loved playing with you like that, though. Did you like it, too? Good. You just remember our little word if anything ever gets too out of hand. And I'll do whatever it takes to make sure you feel safe, loved, and cared for again. Deal? Good. Now, just relax for a bit while I hold you and pet you. No need to rush out of bed. You deserve a rest.